Good morning, everyone. In Romans chapter 12, Paul tells us to live for God. He tells us not to conform to this world, but to do what God wants us to do and to be transformed by God. And sometimes it is easy to do what God wants us to do. It's easy to do what God wants us to do when we're here at church or at church camp or on a mission trip. Those are times when it's easy to know what God wants us to do and to do what he wants us to. But there are times when it's a lot harder to live for God. There are times when it's a lot harder to do what God wants us to do. When our friends are all doing something that we know isn't right and we know that God wouldn't want us to do that, it can be tough to do what God wants us to do instead of what all our friends want us to do. It can be hard to follow God when others make fun of us or even stop being our friend. And there are times when there are things that we want to do, but God wants us to do something different. It can be hard to live for God sometimes. But if we allow God to change us, if we allow God to transform us, if we do what God wants us to do, even when we want to do something else, then we will become the person that God created us to be. We will be doing what the creator of the universe wants us to do. And we will be living abundant life. And it doesn't mean that life will be easy. In fact, usually living for God means that life can be harder than it might have been. But it does mean that we will become the person that God created us to be, and that with God's help, we can help others transform their lives too. You see, when we allow God to change us, it can change everything. It can change the people that we meet. It can even change our world. God wants to do amazing things through us. All we have to do is say yes. So this week, when you find God asking you to do something, I hope that you will listen and live for God. Allow God to change you. Allow God to make you who he created you to be. And you will live life abundantly. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you that you are always with us. Help us to trust that you know what is best for us. Help us to live for you. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.